Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sound like a very strong, auspicious beginning. I never really cared for that one, Richie, very much.
The, really?
Had a good day.
A little reggae to get your Monday started?
Yeah, let's get it going in a more positive way. Not that reggae is negative. It's just that it isn't as positive as I'd like to be for Memorial Day 2015. Live on the air, Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden and Molly Page as we work our way through another holiday that we decide to spend with you. So I want to know, as we work Memorial Day, how much of a solemn day this is for you. How do you remember people that are in your family? Because that's really what Memorial Day is all about. There are two of these days every year in which we take time to, or at least that's the idea. The idea was to, when this the bill that acknowledges what Memorial Day is all about, other than sleeping in, what is this day good for? 888-302-3684. It's the same Monday mayhem, the same headlines, Iraq, ISIS, this person gets shot, that person's got a problem. So how do you take the time? Many of you are very devoted to this, and some of you, if not many of you, depending on your age, don't give a damn. 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Ken or Richie, not Richie, but Rich, and let's see, Molly at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Kenny, in terms of actual acknowledgement and interest in Memorial Day, what do you have flat out in our social media?
So far, just one comment on our Facebook page. I posted about half an hour ago, how are you planning to observe Memorial Day today? And Jay says, I'll make a trip to my father's grave to place a flag there, then stop by the National D-Day Memorial in Bedford. And for now, I'd like to give a salute to all military forces, current, past, and future.
All right. So this is not about... That's what Veterans Day is about, although you're welcome to do whatever you want to do, whatever it means to you. This is about those who have served and who didn't make it, much as anything else. That's really what this day is all about. If you're a consumer of information, you understand that those who have... And I think that's part of my problem with all of this. Molly, I didn't ask you the same question. I guess I should ask all of us. We can all talk from our own perspective as to who's served in your family and what do you want to remember about them. 888-302-3684. That's what I want in terms of general, the historical perspective from you. I would like to know what it is that you feel about this day. Molly, you can start. People in your family.
Let's see. My birth father was in the Air Force. He was a doctor in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
My first stepfather served in the Korean War.
Right.
And my second stepfather was a Green Beret paratrooper in Vietnam.
So you have connections.
Your mom had a thing for the military guys.
Yeah, huh? You've noticed. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and what did that mean to you growing up or as a young adult or even now? What is the thought of having somebody in your family who put on a uniform who, mm-hmm. In many circumstances, this is about those who died in the line of duty or who are no longer living?
They all came home from service. They did not die in the military. But I can say that certainly for my first stepfather, who was in the Korean War, he had a character like no one else I've ever met. He was made of steel. His word was as good as anything ever put on paper. He was really an incredible man. What I noticed about my second stepfather, who served in Vietnam, was that the trauma was... always with him.
Hmm.
And he was an incredible soldier, and I think he was the best of the best at what he did. He did have a hard time coming back to society after that and living in society. So I have a great respect for the people who serve and put their lives on the line for their country. I often wish
our
country...
What does that mean? You have respect. What does that mean?
I think it's an incredible amount of bravery to do what they do. You know?
Is that for everybody that puts on a uniform or for those who put themselves in harm's way?
I think for everyone who puts on a uniform. I mean,
so
you're kind
people
of,
who sit at a desk in the Pentagon or who sit at a desk in your local National Guard agency deserve the same amount of. And I'm not being. This is not a. You know, this is no criticism. It's just I want to probe into how. And Richie knows how I feel about it, and so does Kenny. I just wonder about our general thinking of those who wear a uniform. What they do is important to me as to how I hold them in respect and esteem.
Well, quite often those sitting at the desk, you know, they're the support system for those who are out in the field.
Yeah, that's fine, but there are... go ahead. I'm not, I don't want to...
No, go ahead. What's your point?
My point is that I don't feel that those people who have not served in the Chris Kyles of the world deserve more attention in terms of acknowledgement. We tend to thank you for your service to everybody that puts on a uniform, and I don't think that that's appropriate. I think the people who have been in harm's way deserve much more. They've made a decision. There are you can make your choices as to what you do, for the most part, or what your aptitude is. And I just that's just always the way I felt.
Yeah.
So everybody can feel differently. It's no big deal.
Right. Well, I think, yeah, you're putting your life on the line.
Yep.
You're putting your life on the line rather than dedicating your life to service.
Well, but you're not dedicating your life to service. You're getting a paycheck to do what everybody else does who sits on a desk does. There are a lot of people who push ordnance around. They fix
okay,
tires.
Okay, so we
on...
hate them. No,
it's not about that. That word, you don't hear me using that word anyway. I'm just trying to figure out what it is that makes people sort of shine when it comes to this.
Mm.
All right. So, but that story about your mother, and that's more revealing than anything else, actually.
All right. Yeah, well, there were a few in between that weren't in the service, but she didn't marry them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Kenny, yes. You said you had a comment in there that got us onto this. You can hear in my voice, it's so frustrating for me because there are so many people who deserve so much of our attention. And one of the things that drives me nuts is the Veterans Administration and what goes on with them. And there are a lot of stories about the veterans groups today that we may want to pay some attention to. Richie, what about you? I know your story pretty much from your father's point of view, but in terms of people...
No, I mean, the closest relative to me who served was my nephew, who was a Marine in Iraq. He joined the Marines out of high school with a couple of friends of his. And then when the day he showed up for service to go down to Camp Lejeune for basic training, it was 9/11. And so they pretty much sent him to a hotel for a month, and then they took him to training, and then after training he went to Iraq, and he was one of the first guys to run into Iraq when we did that whole thing. And he took some shrapnel and saw some friends die and has some stories and, you know, that whole thing. So to watch him go through that as my nephew, it was a very interesting and very crazy experience. But, you know, our sister organization here at the Radio America Network is the American Veterans Center. And today we will have the parade on Constitution Avenue in Washington, D.C., where about 400,000 to 500,000 people will show up. And that's always an experience. And one of the things we do here is we have veterans come into our TV studio, and we record their stories. And we keep them on the website at AmericanVeteransCenter.org, or we give them to the National Archives, the Library of Congress, for them to keep, and we tell their stories. And some of the stories that you hear these guys tell...
Yeah, pretty amazing.
It makes you feel like you have done nothing. I mean, I think... what and we then do that was my pretty point. Cool.
Yeah.
But you listen to one of these guys tell their story, and you're just like, oh, unbelievable.
Yeah. See, and that's the point that I'm making. I wish we had some of the audio. We probably do have some of the audio of some of those stories around somewhere.
Yeah, I can get some.
That would be of interest to the people listening today. And then the thing that I'm... It's like we have this mania to put everything in one big bucket, and I don't think that that's appropriate. Whether you think Chris Kyle was... He seems to be the name that most people are thinking about this year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and he's an amazing guy.
Yeah, he was an amazing guy. I have actually an amazing story that's attached to Chris Kyle that we'll do in the next half hour. 17 after on Good Day.
Sludge makes your car feel a little bit like you do after an all-you-can-eat buffet. Slow. That's why Napa's got Castrol GTX Conventional for just $379 a quart with Tri-Shield technology to protect your engine from power-robbing sludge. Castrol GTX, now just $379. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/15.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 GT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to plan a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
I'm not sure whether we got Lawrence or Robert here first.
Robert.
Robert's
He's in Lawrence County.
That's
South Carolina.
I knew there was a connection.
You got everybody.
Yes, Robert, you and Veterans Day, I'm sorry, you and Memorial Day. What goes on in your head?
Well, what goes on in my head, and thanks for taking the call, is this should be a day of remembrance. You can't really say happy Memorial Day.
No, it's not a happy day. No,
you're
right.
You got to be a solemn remembrance day. And what really kicks me off, and you can just call me an old angry guy, but...
You don't sound that old.
Well, I'm 60.
That's not
but
old.
You, thank you. You know, you got everybody's at the beach getting flagged.
Yeah.
You know, your daughter's wearing a string bikini. You're out there barbecuing, and you're going out, and you say, okay, later on we're going to go buy a Chick-fil-A, you know, because it's on sale. I think it ought to be one of those mandatory holidays that you could fix in the minds of a lot of people. But I think anybody who's a Dr. Spock baby from about 1954 on up, and I even include myself, are so freaking apathetic because they've never had, with the exception of a few Vietnam vets and the veterans that are in the military now, serving our country. They have zero appreciation because they fought for nothing. They don't even fight.
Well, there's something to be said for that. Yeah, there's something to be said for why we have had men and women in uniform put themselves in harm's way. That's an excellent point, I think. Why have we, all these veterans, and why have we gotten involved in the wars we've gotten involved in? Thank you. 21 after on Good Day, Memorial Day.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding fighting Yankee man. I love mom and apple pie and the freedoms that we all enjoy across this beautiful land. I worked hard and I fight hard for the old red, white, and blue. And I'll die a whole lot harder if it comes to where I have to. I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
24 at the hour, Memorial Day Live, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Kenny and Molly and Richie and me. There are many people who listen, as you know, Richie, on holidays. They don't get to listen to the program for a number of reasons, because they have to be at work or their station may not be carrying the program. There are a lot of stations that carry us on the holidays that are not necessarily there during the week because their folks are not working on holidays. We're happy to be here and to probe into your mind what your thinking is about whatever the day is supposed to be about. And in this circumstance, it's about veterans and how we memorialize what they have done. But there, at this point in the program, every day, there's always an aside for some fun stuff from television from the day before or several days before. So we'll spend a moment or two with Ellen DeGeneres. Here she jokes about how she's not a fan of the new driverless car thinking.
The scientists and car manufacturers have announced that in the next decade, driving your own car will be obsolete. Really, I love driving. I love cars. I love driving. It's part of who I am. It's how I define myself. Really, I love driving. I wake up in the morning, I drink a screwdriver just because it has driver. I don't even like orange juice. It's just, the CEO of Tesla says, in the future, cars will be driven by robots. Robots. I don't know about you, but I am not going to trust no robot behind the wheel.
Huh. I'm thinking that myself. And here she joked about growing old.
I caught myself saying this restaurant is too loud, which is something that young people don't say. They're the ones making it loud. Then I said, is there a draft in here? And which is also something that an old person says. So I put on my shawl, the shawl I knitted when I was watching Murder, She Wrote. And then things are hurting that never hurt before, you know, like my body. And I'm becoming forgetful, which I would not know I'm forgetful if people wouldn't remind me that I'm forgetting things, which is ignorance is bliss.
Yay! How many of us are forgetful? And then there's Wendy Williams, who does a daytime talk program. I have a lot of respect and regard for her because not only does she put things pretty much right in your face, she's one of those people that can put stuff in your face and you don't resent it. She also has great advice for questions. She spends some time every day in the audience answering questions about this, that, or the other thing. Here she answers an audience member's question about a friend flirting with her son.
My 18-year-old son, he's a self-proclaimed ladies' man, and I've got a really attractive 30-year-old girlfriend, and he likes to flirt with her. Mm-hmm. Every time he has an opening or opportunity when she's around, he flirts with her. I've told him to stop. What should I do to get him to stop flirting with my
friend? She enjoys it. She enjoys it because the one who should tell him to stop or be appropriate is her, not him. So she's enjoying this attention.
Okay.
And he will not stop as long as she's enjoying it. So you need to be looking at your friend with the screw face because 18-year-olds don't lead adults. We lead them.
All right, see?
Wow.
I said about right good advice.
There, yeah.
Here she is. We don't have no time?
You don't have time.
Oh, my God, Richie. How can you do that?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. So we're focused on the history of Memorial Day as much as anything else. And I think we do need to focus on also the Veterans Administration and whether or not you think that all the attention was of value, the things that were done this past year to put the lights on the Veterans Administration. You think things are fixed? I have another thought for you in a moment. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has stand-up talent, but can he survive the albatross of indictments from his Bridgegate scandal?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Woo-hoo!
Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Whoa! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has a lot of stand-up talent. Look at his town halls. But will he be weighed down by the indictments of his staff from the Bridgegate scandal?
I think Chris Christie has had his day here. I think this is too much for him. And I'm also not as convinced that he's a strong candidate regardless. I think he's got some temperamental issues that would come out during a campaign. He loses his temper and he says things and acts in a way that that presidents shouldn't and presidential candidates shouldn't. And I think that would sink him and will sink him if he stays in the race.
I look at this through the eyes of my politics. He's not as conservative as primary voters would like. Having said that, a lot of people I truly, truly admire who don't make wrong calls, and particularly in the donor class, think he's the champ, and they said just give him some room, and I don't underestimate anybody, particularly don't underestimate him.
Well, with six Republican debates has now been set, he and Rubio really could stand up and stand out. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. It used to know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
Trying to get to the nitty-gritty, the bottom line of what Memorial Day means to you. I think we've had this exercise before on this program because we are always on the air live for all holidays. Today, no exception. Today is a very important day. I think this is one of those holidays that's a real holiday, and I don't mean in a celebratory fashion. I think, although you could, somebody called earlier and suggested that this wasn't about a celebration, in a way you can celebrate the lives of the people and acknowledge the lives of the people who have given themselves. But the gentleman had a very astute comment with regard to our respect for people in uniform, and it doesn't necessarily match mine, but it may match yours. And the fellow who called in the last half hour, I made reference to the call, but thank you, Richie, for
you're welcome.
Bringing it back around again. Here's this fellow who called and said that he doesn't think that people who served got the same respect because the wars weren't worth our getting involved in, or we didn't have the same commitment. And that's very true, I think, and it's quite astute. What say you about that? Doesn't mean we have less regard for them. I don't. I think, from my perspective, it doesn't mean we have less regard because they volunteered to go into the service for whatever reason. Your head is different than my head, and my head's different than her head, and her head's different than that person's head. Everybody's got a different way because of your experience and your knowledge, your education, got a different way of holding this day in a place where the sails, the sheets, and the cars, and the, you know, whatever else you can do today. It's the Memorial Day sale at Big Box. And come in and buy a new TV for half price. What the hell has that got to do with memorializing people who've given their lives to help this country along? You got anything to do. But that's what this has turned into, because that's what we've turned into. So, for those of you who don't get what it is to have had a Chris Kyle, for example, in our midst. And I admit to not knowing a whole lot about Chris Kyle. I know who he was. the story of the American Sniper. Before I saw the movie, I didn't really know the nitty-gritty. I remember probably the most prominent memory I have of Chris Kyle before having seen the movie was him being killed by the guy at the shooting range. I didn't really know what he did, knew his name, but that was it. So I read to you, I share with you a story that came from a listener. And this, I've seen this before, but it's worth, especially on a day like today, it's worth a thought. You do with it what you wish. I'm just sharing a story from a wife of one of the Navy SEALs in attendance at Chris Kyle's funeral. It's interesting. Maybe you'll find it disturbing. Not much of a surprise here as to perhaps the impact of it on most. And maybe this is an age thing. You'll remember that Kyle was the number one sniper of all time. He wasn't happy about that. Other than in the course of his job, he saved a lot of American lives. 3 years ago, his wife asked him to leave the SEAL team because he had a huge bounty on his head. You remember that? I do remember that part of the story. Yes. Al-Qaeda had placed a big bounty on his head. He wrote the book, The American Sniper. 100% of the proceeds from the book went to two of the SEAL families who had lost their sons in Iraq. That was the kind of person he was. Remember, this is from the wife of one of the SEALs that he worked with. She's writing this, so I'm reading you her words, okay? He formed a company in Dallas to train military, police, and firemen how to protect themselves in difficult situations. He formed a foundation to work with military people suffering from PTSD. He was a giver, not a taker. He and a friend and neighbor, Chris Littlefield, were murdered trying to help a young man who had served 6 months in Iraq. So let's see if you remember some of the part and parcel of what happened the day he was memorialized with a funeral. Southwest flew in any SEAL and their family from any airport to the funeral free. The Marriott Hotel reduced their rates to $45 a night and cleared the hotel out. The only people who were in the hotel were the SEALs and their families. The police department in his hometown of Midlothian paid the $45 a night for each room. There were 200 people staying at the hotel, 100 of whom were SEALs. So the police department paid with donations from its members, not from the public tax rolls. Two buses were chartered. An unknown donor paid the bill to transport people to the different events that day. The police and Secret Service were on duty 24 hours a day at the hotel. At the Kyle House, the Texas Police Department, the State Department, parked a large motorhome in front to block the view from reporters. It remained there the entire 5 days for the SEALs to meet in the house and so they could use the restroom and that sort of thing. The wife and their two children were staying in the home. Only a handful of SEALs went into the home as they had different duties and meetings, that sort of thing. It was a huge, this was a huge event. Remember at the end of the movie, you saw footage from the actual funeral procession? How many of you know that George Bush and his wife Laura met and talked to everybody on the SEAL team the day of the funeral? I didn't know that. Nolan Ryan sent a cooking team with a huge grill and lots of steaks and chicken and hamburgers for the event after the actual funeral. Jerry Jones, who's the guy who nobody really likes, his wife made sure that all of the people were taken care of by donating the stadium for the services. How many people remember that from either the news footage or from the movie itself? I'm going through a lot of these things, and I remember the formality of the military service. There were 10,000 people lined up along the route between Midlothian and Dallas. The Texas A&M Men's Choir sang at it. Dozens of police motorcycles and riders and freedom riders, helicopters circled the procession because there were people who had threatened to disrupt it. You remember that? So I just am remembering things here that are a part of the service, the aftermath, and what you knew and what you didn't know. I guess my suggestion in going through all of this stuff is that there was not as much attention paid to this as perhaps some of you might have liked. There was a lot of material that didn't get a lot of coverage in the news media. His funeral itself did, but the behind-the-scenes things. And, you know, you can compare that to what goes on today and how many people who are in service actually get the acknowledgement. I have complained bitterly on the air many times about how politicians use those who are in the service as a backdrop for their own political shenanigans, and I still hold that. The first part of this program hasn't been necessarily all very uplifting, but the people who have died in service to our country, it's not an uplifting thing. It for those who have died in a cause that was worthwhile, and we can all meter that differently, I feel much different, frankly, using that word different or difference, than I do about those who have sort of casually gone in because they couldn't get a job or they want to get an education paid for by the government. You know, all of that's great. But it's not as great as perhaps the people that Tom Brokaw wrote about in America's Greatest Generation. That, to me, is what this is about. My father put on a Coast Guard uniform the day the war started. He signed up. My father happened to be very involved in physical fitness activities, was a professional athlete, and felt that his calling would give him the ability, and the service saw that, to help those who were on, in this particular instance, he was on a Coast Guard cutter that was stationed in Boston. Every day he went to the cutter for 12 hours, every day, 7 days a week, for the entire balance of the war. I think he may have had 3 or 4 days, and he did not show up, or he wasn't on that ship, he didn't have to show up, but he was in charge of the physical fitness of the 86 men who were on that cutter. So they had programs all day, every day, to keep themselves focused mentally and physically. And that was my father's job from the beginning of the war to the end of the war. I have pictures of him in a uniform. He just thought, and he didn't talk much about it, actually, but he thought that that was his way, and they agreed when he went to sign up that that was something that he was good at, so why don't we have him do that? There were four of these cutters assigned to Boston and most of the big cities up and down the coast on east side of the country, the west side of the country, whether you know it or not, had Coast Guard cutters patrolling 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, within the, you know, from the shore out to where the international waters start, for obvious reasons. And so my father never saw any real action in terms of bam, bam, shoot 'em up, but the men that were on the ship were in good shape. And I think that was, frankly, worthwhile. Everybody's got their own jobs. Now, you can say, well, does he deserve the same attention? Because following what I said before, does he deserve the same attention as somebody who put their life on the line, who was firing at an enemy, the enemy, an enemy? We had a number of enemies. We had three of them, at least, during World War II. And I don't know what the answer to that is. I was quite pleased that my father did with it. And I told the story a lot to people, to my son, who did not go into the service. I didn't go into the service. I was about to go in and didn't for any number of reasons. But that doesn't take away from what I feel in terms of respect for those who actually did something in an effort that actually got us someplace. Now, having said that, you're free with your thoughts and stories, 888-302-3684. Let's get to some of the more typical things that are part of the Good Day program, like my advice for you on keeping yourself in shape. Speaking of what my father did, keeping yourself in shape means that what you put into your body is important. So why put today you're going to be eating a lot of junk, right, Richie? Cookouts.
Turkey burgers, yeah. Some ribs.
All right. So, what you need to do in order to ameliorate some of the situations that will come about as a result of slowing down during the day, because you eat a lot and everything just slows down. We have a product called Super Beets that we discuss regularly on this program, because beets are so nutritional. They're a gold mine rich in antioxidants and electrolytes and nitrates and all that sort of thing. Nitrates convert to nitric oxide. Thank you. Where'd my teeth? My teeth got stuck behind my my tongue got stuck behind my eye. Teeth couldn't see what I was saying. The fact that super beets, powdered beets that come from non-GMO beets, this is, people think, oh, beets, they don't taste good. This product tastes terrific. Better than regular beets because they're specially grown, protected by a patented drying process, which is also the secret as to how they taste. They taste terrific. All of us are on these super beets. They take a teaspoon, put it in a glass of water or juice, if you will, stir it up, drink it, and in 15 or 20 minutes, you'll feel like a different person, because the blood, the nitric oxide, opens up your arteries and veins and gets the blood flowing to your brain, to your muscles, to your body, to your organs, everywhere, your heart. Everything about you becomes better and stronger because you're drinking super beets. So, if I have convinced you to do anything, probably convince you to try Super Beets. You can do that by calling 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com, get a 30-day supply free. That will come with your first order, backed by a money-back guarantee. Get a free book called Beat the Odds and free shipping as well. 800-655-4183. All of you who are new to the program and hearing this for the first time, go to DougLikesBeats.com. Try this out. American Heart Association says people over the age of 40 don't produce enough nitric oxide. You need it in your body. You'll feel better. You want to go back to when you were in your 20s? This is the way to do it. I feel it. I sense it. More stamina and more energy. I love the impact of beets and super beets. By the trick, 800-655-4183, or visit DougLikesBeats.com.
You've helped make Lumber Liquidators North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. To say thanks, we've made unbelievable price cuts on top quality floors at our customer appreciation sale. It's your chance to get refinished hardwood for just 99 cents and hand-scraped acacia hardwood for $2.99. That's half of what you'd pay at other stores, plus deals on 400 beautiful floors, including quality laminate from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. So get to the customer appreciation sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Know-how. Don't let an overheating car turn your summer road trip with the guys into four dudes in a sauna. Grab some Napa Extended Life 50-50 antifreeze and coolant for only $5.99 a gallon. For just $5.99, you can keep your engine temp where it should be. Because it's a road trip, not a side of the road trip. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 5/31/15.
888 more stamina. 888. I do need more stamina. 888-3023. I need my computers to work. Hey, Bill, welcome to Good Day. Happy, or, I don't know, again, people say Happy Memorial Day. I'm not comfortable with that, but I acknowledge that we are celebrating or acknowledging. What's cooking with you in, where are you, in Alaska?
Yes, sir.
All right, so what does this day mean to you?
It means remembering fallen soldiers.
Who specifically? I want to know. Who? One person. Give me somebody that you're thinking of specifically.
My uncle in the Korean War.
Uh huh. And why his service involved what? What did he do?
He was an armament specialist.
Did he get killed?
Yes, sir.
Who, the rest of your family feel the same about him? Is he the number one person you're thinking about today, and most of the members of your family the same?
Yes, of course. And I just want to make a comment about what you said about the Pentagon.
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
The Pentagon, that's not like an entry-level job. That's not a
I shouldn't have said this the Pentagon. I mean, anybody pushing paper. Anyway, there are a lot of people who were there, you're right, who have served, and then they come back and they go there. Is that your, that's one of the things?
That's what I was going to say, yes, sir.
Right, yeah, okay. So you're right about that, and I ought not to use the Pentagon as the example, but you know what I'm talking about. Bill, thank you for your call. 51 after on Good Day.
Kathy
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
What are you looking at?
Our Doug Steffens Good Day program is Tech Talk Time. Greg Stebbins is here, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. Interested in a lot of good technology. I was watching a television last night. It was the most amazing thing. I was watching Netflix, and on a fairly good-sized screen. I've never actually watched anything on Netflix before.
Really?
And this, we did a sort of a Blacklist marathon, three episodes of The Blacklist, which were, it was an earlier, one of the first, of the first season. And Richie, the Blacklist stuff I've seen on the plane hasn't been as bloody as the stuff we were watching last night. Oof, man. It was,
yeah, no,
it was
there's a little bit of action.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. So the point I'm making, though, Greg, is that the technology of these, I have older television sets. And they served me fine. I don't watch that much TV anyway. But in a show like Blacklist, which, Richie, I didn't realize was both in video and film. It is not just a show that has the regular characteristics of a shot show. It has both video components to it. Some of the scenes are actual video, so you feel like you're live in the room where the action is taking place, and then there's the standard shooting. So, and the reason I bring that up is because they're so vivid on this television set, and the kinds of things that have been developed. I'm way out of it. I mean, this television screen was, and what we could see on it was like being in a theater.
Yeah. Welcome to 2015.
Wow.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Or maybe 2009, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but this sort of thing, and the fact that you can get most anything, I mean, I am sounding a little silly because I'm in awe of it. I don't have Netflix here. I have any of that stuff. And so seeing, and there's no commercials. So it gives you a whole different, the experience I had was a whole different thing. From the technology to the content. And I wonder if that's the way everybody, maybe you're all used to it now. I'm not.
A lot of us are used to it, Doug. I mean, it's you're pointing to something really interesting, I think, about the television and the entertainment industry, and that is both on the hardware and the content side, it's a very fragmented world. So just getting what you want can be very, very complicated. You may not have the right TV set or the right monitor or the right sound.
By the way, that happened during this. Every once in a while, it rebuffs or reboots, buffers and reboots, kind of like the old when we used to have that stuff with a regular computer, when you'd see it was buffering or whatever they used to call it. So I found it to be a very interesting experience. There is a, you guys can laugh all you want, help yourself.
And we will.
Yeah, I know you will. All right, so more from Greg in a moment, including how to make a reservation online. This is not news to me, but there are some interesting ways using technology that you can have an interesting meal. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
All right, Open Table. Something that people use technology when it comes to eating. There are a lot of people who signed up for Open Table. How does that work, Greg? How is that? Is this something? It's not new, but how does it work?
Well, it's not new, but as with many cloud-based services, Open Table is adding new services and features. So one of the things you can do is actually pay through your Open Table account. So you never get a check. It's sort of like riding in an Uber. You don't pay when you take an Uber car. It just bills your account because you have that relationship pre-established when you start using the app. And this kind of relationship between you and the companies you do business with through an app can really revolutionize the way the relationship we have with companies, but it may not always be good for you. It means that when you walk up to get a table at a restaurant, they know in advance, are you a good tipper or a bad tipper? Do you buy an expensive wine or cheap wine? Do you drink water instead of drinking alcohol? Do you treat your wait staff well or not? And that may affect how long you wait for a table or if you get a table at all.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow. So there you go.
Can we go back to the Netflix thing? I thought that was really interesting.
Oh, shut up. Greg Stebbin, happy that he made it here on Memorial Day. Thanks, Greg.
It's great to be here.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.